Challenge accepted.
All right, guys, welcome to number 45 of Pick Johnny's Brain. This is where climbers, listeners to this podcast, send in their music business questions, their marketing questions, digital marketing questions, how to honor their digital platform questions, any kind of publishing questions, whatever's on your mind, send that in to info@daredevilproduction.com. Production is singular. Again, there is no S, info@daredevilproduction.com, and put Pick Johnny's Brain in the subject line, and I'll put that in the right folder. If you don't, it won't. And then I'll go through and answer these on the air. We're available for consultation, guys, before we get started. We talk about a lot of big picture stuff because that's the kind of only appropriate way to address it on a podcast, on a broadcast situation like this, because every individual situation is very, very unique. So trying to give you guys the tools that you can use to chunk down and tighten the screws on your own individual situations is the goal. Hopefully we're doing that so we can help you connect the dots on your personal situation and take all that big picture information and help you apply it to what you have going on. It can be very, very valuable. So reach out to us at info@daredevilproduction.com. Just put consultation in the subject line and we'll get something on the books. We do charge for this. It's an hour of my time at least, but we find it to be, we haven't lost a man yet. So hoping to hear from you there. And I always love the consultations because I get to know the individuals and the climbers and learn about the projects that they're on. It's always exciting. So with that, we're going to deviate a little bit from the normal situation today, which is instead of a question, I posted an article about the, why musicians are still leaving royalties on the table. And it usually boils down to these three mistakes. So I just kind of wanted to dive into these a little bit, mostly because of this. Right now, what you're fighting against inside your head amongst all the other demons that you got going on inside your head, and we've all got them. I got them. You got them. Brent's got them. We all got them. Okay. But what you're fighting is the old paradigm that the little guys like us, don't get paid. So what, why bother? Who cares? It's too much. It's too complicated or too much work for 50 cents of revenue or whatever. And while I don't agree with that line of thinking, I absolutely understand it. It's a bit defeatist, but it's real. It's a real feeling. And for a very long time, indie musicians have made crap. And let me back up even further. They made nothing, right? If you're not on the radio, you're not making money, certainly on your music. Now that streaming's come out, we're complaining about how little that we make, which I understand that on the one hand, but two things can be true at the same time. On the other hand, all of a sudden we've got, 9,600 musicians that aren't real rich, that didn't strike the lucky lottery ticket of uploading music and it just took off for some reason or, accidentally getting on the right playlist without spending any money on promotion or any strategy on promotion or any effort on their part at all. They just crapped something out of their Pro Tools rig and put it up and made some money. God bless them. Or they're real rich or they're on a record label. But all those people aside, that's at least like 9,600 artists last year who made over $50,000 in streaming revenue. If you remember the post that I had before, we compared that to, I think I generously equated about 2,250 artists who have made money in the last 50 years. And those are the big stars that you know. That's 2,250 people in 50 years or 9,600 people who made over 50 grand in just streaming revenue last year. What club do you want to be a part of? The point is that club, that indie club, is getting bigger. Okay. So yeah, maybe this is a pain in the ass for a couple bucks of revenue here or there or whatever. But if you're serious about this and you're moving forward and you're creating content and trying to become a student of the game, those numbers are going to increase quicker than you think. And if you're not paying attention to the details, you're going to be leaving a lot of money on the table. And that sucks. When it's only like 5% of 5 cents, who cares, right? But if it's 5% of $100, that's $5. If it's 5% of $1,000, that's $50. If it's 5% of 50 grand, I mean, come on, right? That's a lot of money. In the same way that you think about any other discipline, I want you guys to think about this discipline. I want you to double and triple check everything and make sure that you know what you're doing. And one final thought before we get started on this. Already the middle class of indie musicians is growing. They're getting paid more. This is only going to get better. The amount of money that you make is going to get better. With blockchain, with the demise of the relationship as we know it with the middlemen, including Spotify. This is even prior to blockchain. Like Spotify, the relationship is unsustainable. Okay. At some point, labels are going to take their titles back and the middleman's going to be gone. And there's going to be other people in the marketplace that are going to offer more money to musicians. So guys, keep your ears perked up and pay attention. All right, here we go. Minor mistakes and oversights frequently have a material impact on artists' careers, particularly when it comes to royalties, but creators can quickly remedy the underlying issues and bolster their earnings when equipped with the right information. Between recording new music, maintaining a digital presence, spearheading promotional efforts, and performing live, there are more professional obligations for artists today than at any other point in music history. This is true. But this is also part of the reason why we have the middle class coming up, okay? Do it yourself. Make the money yourself. You don't need anybody's permission, right? Consequently, it's difficult for creators to find time for each career consideration for each one of these jobs. And it's easy for them to neglect certain tasks while dedicating attention to other matters. And for multiple reasons, the inherently creativity associated with being a musician, chief among them, these neglected tasks often involve less than thrilling subjects that nevertheless contribute to long-term financial success. Here's a quick list of three simple and common mistakes that cause many artists to miss out on royalties. Before we get into this quick list of three, I absolutely can't freaking stand accounting. I can't stand paperwork. Hate it. I just curl up in a ball in the fetal position and suck my thumb and I don't want to get out of bed if that's what I got to do. Okay. But you have got to find a way around that. You don't have a choice. If you absolutely can't do this, find a friend who loves you, who's really good at the details and who loves accounting and have them do it for you. Have them do it for a favor, trade something, barter something, but just make sure under no uncertain circumstances that your paperwork is tight, man. Make sure your paperwork is tight or you don't get the paper, okay? Here we go. Number one, failing to become familiar with music industry terms and concepts is an all too common pitfall for modern creators. Needless to say, most regard conceiving ideas for music videos as more exciting than learning the ins and outs of performing rights organizations. But joining one of the latter is a mandatory precursor to getting paid for public plays and public establishments, as well as on the radio and streaming services. Moreover, it bears reiterating that artists record music and get paid royalties when tracks masters are used. Whereas songwriters write tracks, lyrics, and melodies, receiving payment for their use, not that of the recording itself, unless they also appeared on it, okay? Building upon the point, songwriters are paid mechanical royalties when their works are reproduced physically and placed on streaming services and more. The "and more" means CD sales and stuff like that for artists that are live, touring, et cetera, we're getting back to that soon enough. But contrary to common belief, music publishing companies, not PROs, including BMI, CSAC, and ASCAP, pay out mechanical royalties. Alternatively, self-published songwriters who don't have a publishing company can get registered with entities such as the Harry Fox Agency to collect the compensation that they're due. If you don't know who the Harry Fox Agency is, you need to find out. Do some research. It's a couple 3-second Google searches, guys. Number two, overlooking the significance of metadata, which has everything to do with royalty payments. Stated concisely, tending to metadata is a must for most artists who want to receive the entirety of the royalties they're owed. Missing credits frequently result from missing metadata, which in turn contribute to a massive buildup of unpaid royalties. To be sure, streaming services forwarded a staggering $424 million in unpaid royalties to the Mechanical Licensing Collective, MLC, in February, and an estimated 95% of collaborators are uncredited and therefore unpaid on at least one work. That's, I don't even know what to say about that. That's a shame. That's a shame. I mean, don't justify that in your head, okay? Well, it's only 50 cents for me and 50 cents for 8 billion other people, so what? That's $424 million that could be back in the music community, buying guitars, buying gear, paying for more promotion, stuff. But guys, stop it with the mind frame. Get down to business and make sure this stuff works, okay? You can't send your rent check to the wrong place because you just put the wrong name on there and you didn't realize it and stay in your house. Your landlord doesn't give a crap. So you know how to do the right data there. Do the right data here. This is what you love. This is what you love. All right. Organizing and compiling metadata is advisable, and several platforms exist to help artists, songwriters, and others quickly shore up their metadata and get credited for their efforts. What are those other platforms? Google them. Google them. Metadata, music metadata, royalty payments. It's all right there on Google. It's fascinating. If you do it on YouTube, you'll find a video of somebody that'll show you how to do it. And it's free. If I had a nickel, honest to God, for every time I'm on YouTube, just a little quick aside, this whole freaking Facebook Apple war thing has been an absolute effing nightmare for my company and a boatload of companies, like not just digital marketing companies, but third party companies that offer webinars or recorded webinars or like Calendly or these, you know, sort of appointment booking platforms. And any place that an ad would drive traffic to now has to be housed under a domain, which means Johnny in the last 3 months had to become an expert on freaking DNS records. Okay. What are DNS records? Exactly. I don't want to know what they are, but I got to know what they are if I'm going to make my money and I'm going to make this crap compliant with Facebook. So I become really, really good at it, but it's a pain in the butt. Like, I can't stand it, but it's what's going on, and you just got to do it, okay? You got to move forward. I don't like it. You don't like it, but we got to do it. And so when it comes to, like, creating DNS records and the way to inject or install this code to make – I have watched so many YouTube videos that just show, hey, here's a quick way to take ClickFunnels and put that into a subdomain and blah, 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 and it's less than 3 minutes, man. And then it's like, oh, it works. Cool. Okay, so God, YouTube is your friend, okay? You don't know is not an excuse for anybody. Like, I work with musicians too that are, you know, they got to do stuff down on Broadway. And one of the things that pisses me off more than anything is when they play the wrong lick, right? Or they play the wrong lead. It's like, you don't have an excuse. I used to have to listen to records to get that. You can find, there is a music video on YouTube for every guitar lick ever, and learn how to play it right or don't play it right. So this is the same thing, guys. It's all there. The information's there. You just got to be determined to go get it. I want you to be determined to go get it. Number three, finally here, opting not to consult a royalty collection agency. Lastly, many creators opt not to consult a royalty collection agency, though the monetary upside of doing so is considerable. After indie musicians release their work on leading streaming platforms and elsewhere by utilizing a distributor, like, let's say, CD Baby, DistroKid, TuneCore, etc., and they tap into a performance rights organization to collect payments for public plays, they stand to benefit from turning to a royalty collection agency, which will secure artists' compensation for various other plays. Sound Exchange, for instance, collects performance royalties for both featured artists and those who own the underlying tracks' master recordings. The Harry Fox Agency specializes in obtaining mechanical royalties on behalf of songwriters, as well as publishers themselves. They do the same thing, as does Music Reports, which is a proper name, Music Reports, not it's a company, albeit different from the digital service providers. Harry Fox Agency collects payments from Spotify and Apple Music, but Music Reports identifies plays on Amazon Music, Pandora, SoundCloud, and several other streaming platforms. Yet, as initially noted, it goes without saying here, guys, it's immensely difficult to keep up with the many moving parts encompassed by careers in the contemporary music industry. But doing so isn't impossible, and finding time for the considerations today can pave the way to a bolstered financial success from the creative side tomorrow. Additionally, trustworthy resources and dedicated professionals are standing by to make the process as easy and straightforward as possible so that creators can zero in on doing what they love while also maximizing their compensation. Quote unquote, trustworthy resources and dedicated professionals is a link in this article. I'm going to put that link in the show notes so you can kind of go through there. Hopefully I can save you some time. Guys, that $424 million of unpaid royalties is only going to get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And it's just completely avoidable. It's completely avoidable. You know, the first DNS record I had to learn how to do, it was so freaking frustrating because I didn't know how to do it. I felt disrupted. That's the worst part of it. I felt disrupted. I was just pissed off because my flow is off. My groove is off. And I got to stop. And I got to learn this stupid thing. And the first one probably maybe took me 30 or 40 minutes to kind of figure it out because, of course, it wasn't just, oh, put this DNS record here. The way that GoDaddy sees DNS records, if your domain is housed there, is different than the way name.com does, is different than the way this company does and that company does. And so you got to learn all these little nuances, and it just effing sucks. Okay. I can't stand that I got to do this, but I got to do this. But the reality was, like, the first one maybe took me an hour, and then the second one took me like 3 minutes because I got really good at it. And you can make a flow chart. You can make some kind of a checklist before you release every piece of content to make sure that you know that you've dotted all the I's and crossed all the T's, okay? If you don't do this, you're leaving money on the table. And God love you, why? You can't afford to leave money on the table, all right? So that brings us to the end of the Pick Johnny's Brain, guys. Send your questions into info@daredevilproduction.com. Put Pick Johnny's Brain in the subject line. We're available for consultation. So send an email to info@daredevilproduction.com, same email address, and put consultation in the subject line. We'll get something on the books. We charge for the consultations. Let's take it from there. But guys, I want you to become students of the game. Get serious about this. Every single day, it's becoming increasingly easier to make a living. I was just talking with an intern. I did intern interviews all day yesterday. And this one interview is in there, and her father is, you know, obviously supportive of her artist career. She goes to Belmont and everything like that. But he's, as every father should be, he's afraid, he's worried. He's like, you know, he's not so happy about her aspirations to be a performer because he's worried about her getting paid. And he's worried about her. His worry is appropriate because he's thinking about the 2,250 artists that made money in the last 50 years. He doesn't know about the 13,400 that made more than 50 grand last year. Okay. And 50 grand is, I mean, that's a nice start, right? That's a nice start. So I wish the best for you guys. We'll see you in a couple weeks.
Social media. Challenge accepted.